We're almost ready for the great, the talented, over-the-top sexy. That's what I call her. I call her the over the. I call her over the top sexy. And that's Kat Howe. She's going to be here. She's going to be giving us all sorts of, all sorts of crazy, crazy stuff. Like real crazy stuff. She's going to be giving us, news on this movie, on that movie. It's going to be going to be exciting. So don't forget, guys, if you're on the East Coast and you're listening to the show, you got to go vote, okay? If you're listening to me right now, say you're in your cubicle in your office, all right? As soon as you get done, you got to go vote, okay? Maybe you're working construction and you listened to the show, okay? You got it beaming in your earbuds there. Maybe you're on the bulldozer, and you're listening to me. You're like, oh man, you're awesome. Okay, I know I am. And I'm telling you to get out and vote. You got to vote. Okay, you got to vote. You got to vote for DT. We got to bury once and for all that little scumbag Lion Ted. All right, and I know if you're a listener to this show and you're a Ted Cruz supporter, you're very upset at me. I know that. And in that case, go listen to Glenn Beck. All right? Go listen to that scumbag Glenn Beck. I'd like to meet a Glenn Beck fan, truthfully. Truthfully, I'd love to meet a Glenn Beck. When I listen to Glenn Beck, I think to myself, who listens to this a-hole? It's really tough to tolerate Glenn Beck any more than an hour. And that includes commercials. And sometimes I don't even make the hour. Sometimes when I'm in the car and I'm just driving and I'm doing the long distance, I'd rather listen to Boston. I'd rather listen to Cyndi Lauper. He mixes religion and talk radio in a way that is, it's repulsive. Okay? It really is. It's repulsive. So, if you don't like the fact that I don't like Ted Cruz, F you. And I think there are some people that follow me and or were turned on to me. Somebody tweeted my link out. I have a lot of Republican listeners, and I think people who thought I was a Ted Cruz supporter or a religious freak listened to the show, followed the show, and then once they heard the show, they went, oh, he's not nice to God. He's not nice to religion. He's not nice to Rafael Cruz. He's not nice. Off. Turn him off. Reject him. So for that, I'm sorry. But for those of you who enjoy the program, get out and vote. If you're in New York, vote. You know, polls close at 6 o'clock, so get out there and vote. Don't think, oh, it's in the bag. Trump has it won. We know that. But we need to win big. Okay, the bigger we win, the more we bury Rafael Cruz. The more we bury Rafael Cruz. So get out there and vote. All right, tell your friends to vote. Everybody vote. Vote, vote, vote. All right, it's the Rob Zicari Show. And don't forget, go to our website. Okay, I have a new website. It's therobzicarishow.com, therobzicarishow.com. Go there. I know you'll enjoy it. We've got stories up. We've got the podcasts every day. The podcast goes up. It doesn't go up right after the show. It does, but it doesn't. It does where our show is hosted from. And we tweet out the link, and you could listen to it right after we're done if you don't listen to us live. It goes on to my website a few hours later because it takes me a bit of time to put it together. I know. I'm sorry about that. But it goes from our live feed into the archives, and then from there it goes into Spreaker, which has to go and be done manually. And then from Spreaker, that has to be done manually into the RobZakariShow.com website. So it's not automated. This isn't some high-tech breakfast club, okay? This isn't high-tech breakfast club. We don't have Hillary Clinton talking about her hot sauce in her swag bag. We don't have that. Okay, we don't have that. I wish we did, but we don't. Instead, it's just me and Cat H. And we had Roger Stone a few weeks ago. That's it. I'm trying to get some other people. I put a request in. I don't know. I don't know if they'll make the scheduling time for me. His PR, his publicist hit me back and said he'll check availability. But I put a request in to interview Andrew Dice Clay. And I got a return of thank you for your request. We will let you know if Andrew's schedule permits. So I don't know. That might be a no. We're going to check your show out. Oh, no, you suck. I don't know. But we're trying. I thought it'd be fun to talk to Dice about Celebrity Apprentice. He was on there with Trump, and the clip I saw was hilarious. It was hilarious. So anyways, go to the website, the RobZakariShow.com. Go to the website, the RobZakariShow.com. Okay? Go there.